Good evening, everyone. Good to see you. I'd like to start tonight with a quote from the Buddha. He said, "Be mindful of the body in the body." Be mindful of the body in the body. So when the teacher first told me to go to my body, as I've said to some of you many times, guess where I went? To my head. Why? Well, main reason, that's where I've spent most of my time, in my body, I guess, because it seemed I had lived most of my life outside and not much inside. So my head was where I was noticing my body, a kind of a one-place dimension of life. So I realized I had no sense of the whole body. But where do we experience life? I mean, we know we experience life through our six senses of seeing and hearing and feeling and smelling, tasting, and thinking. It all unfolds in the body. And the body always has something to say about it. And that's quite natural for the body to respond to it. So as we are perceiving our life through our senses constantly, the body has a constant response. And that response is wanting, not wanting, or liking, or not liking, or not being interested. It's biological, so it's quite natural. And as we learn to acknowledge or notice this propensity to cling or push away or ignore, we notice that each sense carries with it a felt sense in the body. So what we do with this act of nature, which is very, very subtle, of course, depends on whether we react to it, whether we're reacting to the wanting and not wanting, and the disinterest in parts of our life. And so our reactions are what causes more suffering to what we're perceiving, seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, smelling. We go to our heads and we create thoughts. Thoughts are a story around these six senses. So these thoughts and stories take us away from the present moment to our thinking minds. And from being where life is lived 100% of the time in the wholeness of the body. But I don't know about you, I didn't know it. In the present moment, we take the responses of the body to our heads, and then we start creating our own opinions, our dialogues, our stories. And nothing's wrong with it, especially if we're conscious of it, because it won't take us away from the present moment. But what's wrong with it? Well, I think it's a great question. If we are in our heads creating stories about all the things that we are interacting with in our life, we aren't paying attention to the truth of the moment. So we miss being. We miss being, and we miss being with the people we love the most. We miss out on the little joys of life that come our way throughout the day. So really, little did I know that the whole body awareness enabled me to get in touch not only with myself, but get in touch with the wisdom of the whole body. That was something new for me. I had to experience it. I had to set it as a priority. So not only keeping in touch with what is happening in each moment, but realizing when we begin to live through the whole body, our perception of life shifts completely. And it shifts towards truth and happiness and contentment. So really, without mindfulness, I took my body for granted and ignored the body as if it wasn't there. And so Buddha's invitation for healing is to come into a mindful relationship with the body. It's a huge beginning in that respect. And it's so precious. A relationship with the body and in our own body. Now, a lot of people wouldn't understand that. So we can start with attention to what our actual experience of being in the body is, here and now. And that's what we're practicing. That's what we just practiced a few minutes ago. At looking at all the phenomena that's happening within. And so when we sit down to meditate, I'm talking about myself, expect to become peaceful and quiet. But often the first thing we actually experience is tightness and pain in the sensations of our body. Is that not true? And as we slow down and become mindful, we're probably first becoming aware of everything that we've been ignoring in our body. So at first it might seem that we'll never get beyond this discomfort. I remember the many times we went to retreats, Ringdi and I would complain to our teachers about the pain in our knees, the pain in our backs, the pain. And they would all smile and say in a variety of different ways, "Go to the pain." What? Go to the pain. Go to the pain and be with it. Or they would ask, "Pain? What do you mean by pain? Describe to me what the symbol word of pain is directly experiencing. Describe it as it's happening." Locating it in our body and looking closely at it. Wow, that was something new. So what did we see? Well, that's for you to find out. But you'll find out, and you probably already have. There's lots of things we see when we get still and quiet and we intend to go within and see actually what's happening. But as we learn to meditate, our perspective grows and we become aware that being in the body sometimes is pleasant and sometimes it's unpleasant. And so we become aware of all the tensions we are carrying in our bodies. I had no idea the tension that I carried in the body. Why? Because I hadn't paid much attention to it. And with the teachings and with practice, I began to see it is through the pain that the pain is healed. Doesn't sound right, does it? Go to the pain? I want to run away from it or stuff it. Be distracted. Be distracted from it, but being aware of it, getting to know it in an open and friendly way. So the important question is, can we touch the difficulties in our body with mindfulness? Because this is just the first difficulty. One of the things that we know for sure is the unconscious is going to rise. And that can be scary. The unconscious will eventually arise. And how uncomfortable and how scary that can be, well, we know. So, do we ignore our body and convince ourselves that physical body doesn't matter? So, healing starts by simply becoming mindful of the body as it is. And that's what your second lesson was all about. All that practicing. And healing, as I said, starts by simply becoming mindful of the body as it is. So can you see what the practice does for us? It guides us. It tells, it enables us to live with what is truly important in our life to live with. To live with complete happiness and consciousness. So when things get difficult, we can pay benevolent attention to our body. And so we do this the same way that we would hold a child, a sick child. We give the child medicine. It takes a while for the medicine to really help the child. We hold the child until the child feels okay. So, in the same way, Buddha teaches us we can hold what is difficult in our body like a sick child. It is sweet. It is so, so sweet. And when we do that with kind attention, we begin to see why these teachings are healing. They're medicine for the soul, if only we had a soul, but there's medicine for us of how to live in a happier, more conscious way. So go to the pain in the body and investigate it. What does it feel like? Does it change or stay the same? And with practice, often the places that we are wounded start to open up. It's again our body telling us. What are we ignoring in our lives? Well, sure enough, we've ignored a lot of things within our own bodies. And so the body's healing energy begins to flow back into the areas of pain and discomfort. Again, we become more free. More free from our pains. But why? Well, because all of a sudden, we might try something that might just work. And so with our attention and with mindfulness, all kinds of phenomenon happens. Compassion naturally arises. And, you know, we're kind of a hurry up kind of society, I certainly am, where we sometimes don't see how natural a lot of these teachings are. They're organic. So with mindfulness and compassion together, we begin to listen carefully, more deeply. And we realize that living in our body, and this is consciousness, this is awareness, is only a temporary condition. We said it. Somebody said it out loud. Consciousness knows that we're not our bodies. And that's the truth. Consciousness sees, oh, you've gotten a little older. Oh, well, you've gotten a little droopier. But it knows that the body is not who we are. And so we can reflect on our body any moment, any part of the day. We can practice going into our body and just feel it. That's what we're practicing. Remember, what we're practicing in our daily practice is a bridge. It's the bridge that takes us into the practice, into our daily life. That's why it's so important. Jack Kornfield said, your body is everything you eat. Is that not true? It's not just your body, but part of something bigger. You are the earth come alive. Listening deeply, your body will connect you back to the body of the earth. As you sense that you are not separate from the planet, you know that to take care of your body, you also must take care of the streams and the rivers and the web of life within which we all exist. So you live within the same wheel of nature as the endangered species. Endangered species' mysterious body lead directly to an understanding of our connection to the body of Earth. Mindfulness of the body means developing awareness of who we truly are. I'm so thankful for these teachings and what it has brought to the consciousness of my life. So with that, I'll stop. Thank you. And Randy's here, so we can now open it up to you.